Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the proud CEO of WBSW Radio. We just want to make it do what it do. They call him Coach. Sometimes they call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. And it's a pleasure to present to you Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Lo, make it do what it do. Tonight we have a special guest set up. As soon as they call in and we can get them on the line, and we'll really talk with them about exactly building toward achieving your dream. I said ours, but your dream. It is awesome to come before you. As I said, I'm Dr. Rosa D. Smith. Excited to have a chance to come before you because it is truly, truly an opportunity for WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. I see our guest is on the line, so it's available. So we're going to admit her in a minute, but I'm going to let her come in. I just admitted her in. So we're going to get this thing started. So we're excited about having a chance to talk about building toward achieving our dreams. Now, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out, identifying the last 4 digits of your telephone or cell. Ask for your location, then you get a chance to chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith and our special guest as we talk about building toward achieving our dream. You also can go to the web link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Along with, if you want to catch us on Instagram, we have 2 devices broadcasting tonight. The first device, if you're a follower of Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, then you also have an opportunity to check us out on our partners, and we call our partnership a true partnership. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. We partner with them to present a lot of our projects, a lot of the service. We do it through virtual and broadcasting. We thank those brothers of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you so much, brothers, for taking time to really want to be a part of this. On Facebook, you have an opportunity. Check us out on Facebook. If you're one of my friends on Facebook, and I have over 5,000, so truly you're not left out. And you can check us out on facebook.com/DR. L. D'Alberto Smith. Again, that's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And then truly we're excited about Zoom because we're being broadcast through using the Zoom link tonight, but we have our guests on here, so we wanted to make sure we could have our guests to be visualized because a lot of time our guests call in and people never can relate the voice with the person. So I moved to using Zoom plus using our radio station so we can be broadcast over areas all over the world. We're being broadcast in 38 countries. So we're really excited about that now. Blog Talk Radio. If you want to check us out, you can go to the web link, but you can type in on Google search. Just type in WBSW Radio Blog Talk. It will populate. We're the voice of the Smith Way production. And you'll get a chance to look at all of our 637 episodes. This is 638. Now, we actually had 640, but some are not published. So we want to give you the correct number toward the published number. So we're really excited about that. So one thing we also want to share with you is that we have giveaways. And due to our sponsors, and we have some outstanding sponsors that share with us, if they're nothing but just want to be able to sponsor being a part. They don't have to always be in more or less monetary means, but anything that can sponsor, we take and we give away to you. We want you to make sure that you register for WBSW Radio giveaway. What we need for you to do is send us your name along with one of the four means of transaction. You have Cash App, you can send it to us. We'll be able to connect with you. PayPal, we'll be able to work with you and make sure we can do the means of transaction. Venmo, along with Zelle. And you can send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Again, that's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So I have our on the line now, and it's a pleasure to have this young lady here. I can say she's known her a long time, I'll say a lifetime, and I do appreciate her taking this opportunity and sharing it with us by being a guest here to talk about building toward achieving our dreams. And you can just take out our and put your dream. It is fine. Sometimes you have to decide what direction you're going to go. So we bring different guests on here and talk about that. Recently, we had a very important person to her. We had a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and she is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Her husband, Brother Marvin Smith, on here talking about building toward achieving our dream. Just want to truly, truly welcome our special guest. This young lady hails from, I'll say, South Central Alabama. She's an awesome person, entrepreneur of mine. She's a former educational leader, but she's taken that to make things happen down in an area called Georgiana, Alabama. Truly a person who have given back to the community. And she's part of a family that always did that. And that's what we're talking about. She's the owner and manager and CEO at Mary Ruth's Restaurant. We consider them one of being our sponsors. We appreciate them being able to let us broadcast what they're doing. Also, she's the pastor at AME Zion Church. She's a licensed funeral director and owner of Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home. As I said, she's a former, retired. We just said former, because you're going to be an educator once you start in it all of your life. Once you retire, you're still going to be educated. Former educator, educational leader, and served in many counties. And also, something that I know she was working on, had published as an author, she published a book many years ago because I had an opportunity to read it. So I wanted to bring her on tonight. She studies at Alabama State University, working on her educational doctorate. Studied at the University of Alabama, is a Master of Arts. Studied at Jacksonville State, because I had to be corrected by a graduate of Jacksonville State over in Georgia, who's living in Georgia now. He's running for our director of collegiate affairs And he said it's Jacksonville State University. And she has an ed specialist. She studied at Troy University with a bachelor's degree. Hometown, again, is Georgiana, Alabama. She married to Brother Marvin Lala Smith. And she, if I mention these two, I know she have others because there's a blended family, but I want to give a shout out to her son, who's a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, that's Brother Tay Likely, and her daughter, who was recently elected to lead the junior league in Montgomery or either, let's say, Central Alabama, Sarah Quinita Mitchell. Have several grandchildren and several other children. I may not be calling everybody names, but without further ado, our special guest, Sarah Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. How are you doing, Sarah? I'm not. You're on mute. Take yourself off mute. Okay, I can see you. Is it me? She's talking, but I'm not getting any volume out. Okay. We're going to get this connection right, so just hang on in there, my people, because we'll make it work, because we're not just, see. Oh, Lord. Okay. It's the action to unmute. Hey, let me action to unmute. Okay. All right. Okay. You still got you muted. Let me see, can I get you off mute? Oh, see, I might require some help to come in and help me. Okay. All right. It's off mute. Can I hear you? Oh, Lord. Can you hear me? You hear me, but I can't hear you. I'm trying to get some advice from the side, some help, and I'm just... We're going to get this right. Okay. Here we go. Come on. Come on. Here we go. I can hear you now.
You can hear me now.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, sometimes we don't, technology is like this, but we know we're going to work with it. Oh, we just lost you. Okay. All right. I lost her. Okay. They're going to have to sign back in. But we're going to try to make sure we get this show moving smoothly. You know, this is technology, and I can only apologize so many times because it happens like this a lot of times. So what we want to do is make sure we're ready to move forward. And as soon as I can get her back up, meaning mid it back in, because like when she clicked on something, I lost her. I need her to try to get back in and be a part of this because it's something got to be on our connection. But we're going to hang in there. But what we want to focus on building toward achieving our dreams. And we all have dreams. And in the process of us having dreams, we think about things that we want to have and lay ownership to. But as we ask for God to bless us and give us our desires, which we eventually will call our dreams. So I'm still trying to get our guest back up, but that's all right. We're still going to get her back up. It's no problem. As soon as I see her pop up, I'll make sure I get her. I think we kind of lost the connection. We want to give a shout-out to several people joining us. I see Marvin. He's watching us on Facebook. Thank you, Brother Marvin Smith. And I know you're working trying to get Katrina up and running. Thank you so much. As soon as I can see you pop up, I'll get you up. We got Brother Anthony Starworth, which is Tony Starworth. Thank you for joining us. We have Owas_Sunan9404. We have Miss Bush EDS, a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Sci-Fi 1971 joining us. We really appreciate you joining us as well. Sir underscore H underscore Knight joining us. We have the Brothers of the Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigmas down in the Luxe area joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. We'll give you a wave, and thank you, brothers, so much for being a part of it. So we truly, truly want to kind of move forward, and we're about to meet her back in, and I know we're going to get in this time. Come on. Come on. We're going to get it in. It's going to work. Let's go. Let's go. I don't know. We're clicking and bouncing. Oh, there we go. There we go. We got you back now. I'm going to say it like we
got. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. I can hear you very well. Hear you very well. As I introduced you earlier, you know, you're doing some awesome things, Sarah. And I know it said the title, Sarah Pastor Katrina Roper Smith, but I've been knowing you long enough, I'm just going to call you Sarah, if that's all right with you. So we want to make
that. That's wonderful with me. You earned that right.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're just talking about, in line with the title, building toward achieving our dreams. And the reason I chose this topic, and we've been on a series, because we've had several guests come on and talk about how they aspire to reach their dreams. If not, they just talk about things they wanted to accomplish or still wanting to accomplish through whatever ministry they have, whatever business they have, whatever education platform they have, or whatever it may be. And we just want to talk about it. But I want you to start off, Sarah, by just sharing. I ran a little, you know, little bio myself. But you may want to add some things to that and share with our listening audience.
Well, I think you did an awesome job with the bio. You really impressed me with it, because I don't think you left anything unturned. Not one thing did you leave unturned. So yeah. I think you did an awesome job, and I don't think I have anything extra to add to the bio that you gave.
And
as a matter of fact, you impressed me. I didn't know you knew all of that.
Yeah. You know, we research people. We chat. But I noticed what this weekend or last weekend, Labor Day, Memorial Day weekend, you was up there with your baby boy, up there with Tay and the grandchildren, and I saw that on Facebook. So thank you so much for making that connection continue on. And I know he's doing an awesome job as a father and a family man. And I know it's some challenging time for all of us, but what we have to do is keep on grind, and family have to stay close. And as I said earlier, there's a blue and white family, because we got connected right in 2020. So we had her as a Zeta, a daughter as a Zeta, a son as a Sigma, and now her husband is a Sigma. So the family has been connected. The blue and white family.
I want to add that.
So we're going to kind of move with the, and I always send out what we call a skeleton type of a format. And I don't like to do rapid fire questions. I just like to kind of just talk and let everybody be comfortable when they're on interviewing, instead of going through like we had a job interview. That ain't what it's all about. I don't think we get much out of it. First, I want to kind of look at one of the questions, the statement, the topic I put on there is about your steps that you're taking toward building and achieving your dreams or your family dreams, however you want to put that, because once you achieve, they achieve as well.
You're exactly right. So there are several things. And I know you know this from my background, but my father was always an entrepreneur.
Yep.
That's all I can remember him doing. I think he had one job for a little while, but as long as I've known, he's just been his own person and just followed his dreams. And my mom was just the opposite. She was an educator. In some ways, God, I think, kind of intertwined a little bit of dad and a little bit of mom in me, because I did the mom for about 30 years.
Yep.
And after that, then I ended up following dad's footsteps. And I remember him saying so many years ago, I need you to go get licensed to be a funeral director. And I couldn't imagine why he wanted me to do that. And I didn't never imagine myself being in a funeral home business or owning a business. And it kind of fell in my lap. And it's something about, generational wealth. And building that for your children, that I think that's what dad was doing. I think he was trying to be generational wealth, even though he didn't know what he was doing at the time. And that means the importance of being on your own and being able to just be that own person and live your dream out. And so I think that's where I got the strong. Not on generational wealth, but building on my dream. And dad would always say to me, especially in his latter years, I've done it my way, and now you do it your way. And so I'm able now to do things my way based on what he started, the vision that I have. And that vision that I have is centered around helping other people get started.
Exactly.
If that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. And I just want to catch it in, you know, I started working down in Butler County, down in about 5 to 10 miles south of Georgia, Alabama, coming here. And one of the things that I was impressed with, knowing that Mr. Max Rolfe is an entrepreneur, a black entrepreneur, because on Highway 31, you had to pass by his business. So it was one of those things that a lot of see it in Montgomery, but we were in some times where everything was being kind of distorted because things had been changed. The interstate had come in, a lot of people moved around, a lot of the black business that was pretty much viable during the 60s and 70s was kind of lost. And we didn't see a whole lot of it. We saw a few things happen. I can know going down that road past every day. To see, and they're like, wow, that's an awesome thing in this country. And people get money, have that money to share it with someone else. It's not only past Katrina, Sarah Katrina, and I'm going to say it all because I got it right, I'm going to do it. Okay. As you talked about your building, your achieving your dream, you said it's about 30 years of education, and I know I first came back to home and you came down and do that work. So that was really the start of it. The people don't got to understand that was the start of it in the late 80s. And in somewhere around that, about in the 80s, so I know I saw working in that. But can you kind of share in regards to being to a school educator, a minister, allow you to achieve dreams?
As you can say, in McKinsey. And, I got McKinsey school credit working down there. You know, just very few of us can be there as coach, and I've been there a long time ago in education because I really wasn't sure, and I thought I wanted to go in business, and it was really, McKinsey really was a turning point for me. Just in working with the kids down there, and I was to complete that degree, as you said earlier, from Troy, and go into education. And what I really started in elementary education, but my passion and my life was really at the high school level. And it wouldn't, and again, that really started in McKinsey, and then it kind of bled on over and his educators can have impact, whether they take in school or whether they dropped out of school. And that was a major from that point on. I think the rest of my career from 2002, basically until I was retired, was around what can I do to help high school students stay in high school against all odds. Because for me, I had dropped out of high school, and I had a script to tell. And for every student who wanted to drop out, for every student who had gotten pregnant at 16 or thought they were in love or had messed up, I had a story to tell. And I was hoping the stories that I could tell them would not only help them not make the mistakes that I made, but if they had already made the mistake, so, you know, I spent that time doing that. And then the last part of my career was in career tech. And still working with high schoolers, but understand that, like Dad, did not have a formal education, but he was still able to make it. Versus Mom, who had an education, who made it one way. And the truth of the matter was that Dad made more money, actually, than Mom did with a master's degree. And so just being able to give students options, whether it was a career tech path or whether it was a four-year institution, but being able to share a story, I think, uniquely for both angles about what you can do, because being in Mercury and science, you're going to make more money than being in education, so you have to be able to go where the passion is, and being able to share that with students, to me, was just the most fulfilling thing that I could do.
And that's awesome. I tell you, truly, as she talked about career tech, when I retired, I spent the last 12 years of my career, well, last 10 years of my career before I retired as a career tech director in Lowndes County. And I know how fulfilling, and I always challenge individuals when they come back now, when they talk about now our students need to be college ready, they need to be career ready. And they call it readiness. I'm saying we get down in Lowndes County because we're a small county. We didn't have enough electives, so all our students experienced a pathway in some form from the 9th to the 12th grade, because when you don't have enough electives, so you have to come up with ways to work with that. Instead of worrying about coming with different kind of other electives, we decided to take our career pathways and allow our students to choose one of those on the 4x4 schedule and decide whether they want to stay there to get work through so they can be certified, or they want to be ready enough to go out in the field after high school, or even have an opportunity to go and do dual enrollment. And that was something that I give the upper hand to smaller areas, especially where I came from, was working and retired and being a director is down in Lowndes County. So a lot of our students was exposed. So it's important that we focus, because by 2028 in the state of Alabama, every student needs to be college and career ready. That's what they
exactly.
said before they can graduate. So I said it's areas like the small areas, when you don't have it, you're already getting them college and career ready. So that's a real important thing you shared, Dad. I thank you so much about sharing the story even with your dad to let everybody know that you don't have to. We always talk about go to college, go to college, go to college. And like my father, he only finished the 8th grade. But he was, I always tell him while he was yet on this earth, I tell him you had a master in life. You had a master in motivating individuals. You had a master in finding work for individuals. And I have people come now. I know it's not all about me, but I want you to catch your breath up now. But a lot of time, individuals come to me now, see me, and say, man, your dad gave me my first job. I don't know them from anybody else, but that was the life that he had and the impact he had on our culture, for our young men and young women, even as students at Alabama State University. They come and tell me and talk about that. I said, thank you so much. And they're not young people now. They way up in age, because I was a child when they were working. So I know they have some years under their belt. But as we sit here and talk, Sarah, I want to take an opportunity to do our sponsors. And we truly thank you and your establishment for being a sponsor. So I want to make sure I play this, and then we'll come back with our next segment in regards to talking about building toward achieving our dreams.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers. Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays, barbecue Saturdays, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
We thank you so much for your hard work, along with your husband, Marvin, and the work you all are doing down there, that we made sure, we want to make sure we publicize it in the 38 countries we have access to. So we're so glad to have that opportunity. Thank you so much. And these are the things that our special guest is doing through being a owner, manager, and a CEO at Mary Ruth's Restaurant. As we talk about that, maybe I can take a minute and ask you and give a story. Can you share the story of how you all come up with the name Mary Ruth?
We were really just contemplating, because of the type of food that we wanted to do, and pay homage to our parents. And we started off with Mary because of the cooking, that the soul food portion of it. And Marvin came up one day and he says, can we say Mary Ruth for my mom? Simple as that. And I said, yes. And it really had a ring to it. And that's how we came up with it. So we put our parents' name together, his mom and my mom and his mom. And we came up with Mary Ruth, and the whole thing is a family-friendly environment.
Yeah.
And the cooking food, like our parents cooked. Now, I never met his mom, but it's my understanding that she's very family-oriented, and that she loves to cook. And I know his sisters love to cook, and they really cook really well. And that was my mom's claim to fame. She feed a cat, you see. So we put them together and put their love for food together and their style of cooking together, and that's how we came up with it, and that's what we served at the restaurant.
You see how that dream was achieved? And it may not have been the so-called dream of both parents, but now to pay homage to your parents through that restaurant. And I've been there and sit down several times. And we'll be there on Wednesday at 12 o'clock. I'm letting you know. Because I'm meeting your uncle, Willie Matthews, so we can kind of finalize some things there. But I told him, meet me for lunch. I told him, lunch on me. And we're going to be at Mary Ruth's Restaurant. So we'll see you Wednesday, 12 o'clock noon. High noon, they call it, okay? We thank you for what you're doing and providing for the community. Quickly, before we move to our next topic of discussion. I want to give a shout out to more people joining us, and they've been rapidly joining us. We have Mac Debate, which is Brother Daryl Baker. He has Mac Debate underscore 1848, member of Epsilon Theta Sigma chapter out of Hainesville, Alabama. Thank you, Brother Baker. We also have Mac Daddy joining us as well. We have Miss Silver with the number one joining us, and these are people on Instagram. Also, we have on Facebook joining us as well since we last shared some thoughts. Had Sarah Alexandra, is that Brentham? Brentham, thank you so much, and I know her. And she was here. She's not in Texas now. She's living in Montgomery. Well, I'm sorry, in the Montgomery metro area. And she's a member of Zeta, and she came through Zeta here in this area. And mom is a member of Zeta Pi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And my youngest sister, who recently crossed as a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated up at the chapter out of Atlanta, Georgia. And that's Yvette Smith, and that's baby sister. And also Dr. Tracy Renee Weber, along with Miss Nathania Walter. Thank you so much for joining us. So truly, I want to give those individuals a shout out before we move forward to our next segment. This is really, I want you to share some thoughts in regards to your role along with the appointment as pastor. And I mentioned that as I gave the introduction of the AME Zion Church. Can you kind of share some thoughts on that and how all of these are moving toward building that dream and achieving that dream?
Well, the appointment of pastor, I don't think was anything that I would have turned over foot and believed that I would have done 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. And it's one of probably the hardest role that I've ever had in my life, to be honest with you. It requires so much, and there are heavy burdens. Because when you take on the role of pastor, it's not about you. You become that intercessory person for everybody that's in that congregation. And you become the leader person. And they use the responsibility. That's the role that I do not take it seriously. And what you find is a love for every member of Zion. Every member is different. They bring different things to the table, just like in any other field. But as they come, there's that point of confidentiality that the real world is just going to it. HIPAA laws and everything. But pastors have had that role the entire time. And it's very unique because you have to be present and you have to put your best foot forward. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter how you feel personally. That role is so important. A kind of sweat to the spot so that you can do what you need to do for those that you're in charge of. So it's by a heart that does every day. My heart for the people I do. And in this world, with so many dying and so many people that are beat up and so many people that are nothing like church. It's just important that we spread the good news, and we spread the good news about Jesus and the fact that he's coming again. And that's not blank. And you do it unapologetically, and you do it with conviction. And that's what I do, because
that's awesome. I want to make sure we talk about that because it's important. And a lot of times people, we can say we're Christians, but we are sometimes part of it. And being the shepherd of the flock, sometimes we can recognize who individuals are and how the role we have to be played to get to the right position. Understand our purpose in life as well. And definitely the plan that God has for us. I have the same thing. So that's truly an awesome thing to hear from you. Sara, thank you so much for sharing that information. Next thing we want to kind of touch bases on is when we individuals, and this is one of the big things we talk about in our community now, is being an entrepreneur. And especially for black entrepreneurs, they probably think this is the greatest opportunity at this time. For individuals, even though we had a natural disaster, a pandemic, a lot of individuals found their own niche to do something different. Can you just kind of share, because you're not only just the Mary Ruth's restaurant, you're also the funeral director and owner of Georgiana, people say Georgiana, Memorial Funeral Home. And I just want you to talk about being an entrepreneur just in those particular areas. At the funeral home. Can you share your thoughts on that?
It is. So let me say, get into that. Each business that I've been blessed to be a part of, are all ministries in one way or the other. For us at Mary Ruth, giving people second chances. And when I say second chances, a lot of people that can't get a job well, we want to be able to help them give them an opportunity to work and make a legal living. The other thing with when you talk about and that business that and it is a ministry too because people come in. So it's a ministry also, but as a African American female business owner, I have found extremely hard to find in several ways. First of all, I feel like as African Americans, we have to learn to support each other in each other's business. So I have to thank you for what you do to promote other people and especially I've found that in all of our businesses that the least likely person to support us are those directly in the community and those of our color. And I hate to say that, but a lot of times those are the ones. And it's hard. I remember going to several basketball banquets with my husband, and one of the guys would always say, as he would close the banquet, when you get to the top, remember to throw the rope over so that you can bring somebody else to the top. I like that concept, and I like doing that. But what I find is what my granddaddy used to say, crabs in the barrel.
Yes.
Our people are most likely to be the ones that are pulling us down as fast as we go up. They find the errors. They find the problem. They have the negative things to say and nothing positive to say. Whereas we can be our best advocate for each other if we just supported each other. If you find something that I'm doing wrong, that you can improve this area, let me know. But, I haven't found that. Another thing that's been most difficult for me has been the financial support. A lot of times, people will know how you can get small. small business loans or other things out there that can help us as African Americans, because a lot of them haven't been able to grab and find those key elements that can help you to go. And they stop there. We don't share information with each other, like you go into a mail shop, say what you want to say, they're bringing me all this in the same house, but they help each other and they achieve what they need to achieve. They're going to send them out to a different city to open up. In the nail shop and they're here till they get that whatever training and then I'm going to Atlanta, I'm going to, you know, Tennessee, I'm going to California, and then they can get money and they spend and they bring others over and they do it. We won't do it.
Nope.
We won't do that. I have tried to get people to come in and let me train you or get somebody to train you about business that I own.
Okay.
Nobody wants to do it. Hard labor. Yes, it's hard labor, but it's rewarding, and I'm telling you, the money is there. You just learn how to sell ball. You're 19 years old. The money is ridiculous that you can make. Mm. They want to do it. Same thing with Feel Home. I would love a 19, 20-year-old male or female to come in and allow me to train them so that they can go out and make money. I can't find anybody. They don't want to do it. Come in. Let us train you. Let my husband train on cooking and learn some recipes my mom taught me. They don't want to do it. Those are the things that are discouraging because I have a desire. My husband has a desire to give back, but it's almost like nobody wants to do it. And nobody wants to help you.
Nope.
And that is everything. You know, we have to learn how to push our way through. You know, I heard my husband talking about pushing your way through. You have to learn how to push your way through, and you have to be your own number two.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. And I tell you, I'm glad you were saying about us helping one another. You know, I know with this setup, you know, I started back in 2000, and I didn't ask anybody for anything but just some advice to go in a direction. And I ran across people that really didn't want to see this happen. And I still have some that are really, and I say close to me, may not be family, but I feel like they're family because sometimes they wear the same color I wear. I'm going to leave it right there. And instead of uplifting it, a lot of times it's trying to find a way to put it down. And I don't ask anybody for anything. And I hear what you're saying. What I'm doing is can be shared with somebody else. My daughter, she comes in from time to time. She's on the show. So she's kind of learning the process. And I know how your children, even your grandkids, and even, you know, just in general, comes in to help, but we need to have the door a little bit open more, and we're opening the door, but I think some people want us to do like, you may not remember, but I do, when my grandmother had a house, they had rooms on one side, rooms on the other side, in the middle, they had a big old door, they just opened it up when it get hot, so the wind will come through. I don't know, maybe that's what they want, but I truly, truly want you to continue to be encouraged. And I'm going to be encouraged on this end too as well, because I know opportunity to go from one show to 13 shows and go from truly, truly one device to now six or seven devices sitting up here. So God is so good, and we thank the Lord for this blessing. Let me give a shout out to Famous Windu joining us. Thank you so much. He said he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Let me give a shout out to Dr. Tracy Renee Weaver. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. I called her name out, but I didn't. She was Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And also Dr. Deborah Paul Wimbush. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. I had to give them a shout because Divine Nine is a part of this as well. They make this thing get more right here. We're about to wrap up, Katrina. So let's the last thing I really want us to take the opportunity to talk about, and the book. You wrote a book. I know I had a chance to read it. It's been probably 10 years of stuff alone. But if you want to take an opportunity, just kind of share about you writing that book, publishing that book, and share, because that really is something that you can go back and look and see and say, this is where I come from to where I am today. You want to share some thoughts about that?
Yes. So the book came about in Anniston when I was probably at one of my lowest points. And it's my story. And I wrote the book under the inspiration of God. And it took a lot for it to put out there to the public some of the things that was in the book, to share, you know, from the conception of my first child to how my parents were told, you know, to send me away because I was an embarrassment to the professional community. And, you know, mom saying, well, you know, she's in a burnout, she didn't direct. And I know you talked about my son, who is a student who lives in Georgia, too, just being going through verbal abuse, physical abuse, and finally, and I can do this, I can make it. Just a dream, you know. A lot of times when both are, and guys, really, when you're 15 and 16, you make mistakes, and that mistake can be in a plethora of ways that society don't forgive or doesn't forgive easily. And I wanted to be able to encourage someone that it doesn't matter if society forgives you. You got to learn how to forgive yourself and speak for them. And one of my favorite books was The Little Engine Who Could. You know, it didn't matter what that little engine came up against. It was always, I think I can, you know, and oftentimes when that's it. You've got to continue, as the Bible can say, to encourage yourself to say, I think I can. It does not matter what happens in your life. You got to talk to yourself and say, I think I can. And then when you say it so much, Brett, you look back and say, I found a cupid.
Yep.
That's how life is. I think I can. You look back and you've already done it. So now you've moved from I think I can to I thought I could.
Exactly.
And then you went from I thought I could to I did. You know, and that was me every step of the way, every step of the degrees. You know, when you met me in McKenzie, I was in that I think I can stage. Go back to school. Let me go back. You're a great part of encouraging me. You know, I think I can go back to school. And I thank God for the people who said you can do it. And then it went from I think I can to stage from Troy, August. I did, you know, and then I did again from, you know, the University of Alabama. And then I did again from Jacksonville. And then I did again from the University of Alabama again. So, you know, I think I can. I thought I could. I did. Then you got to find that I will. Now what will you do? You've done all of that. I think I can. I thought I could. I did. Now what will you do? And the will is continue to push forward.
My awesome. And I tell you that's awesome. And because I know this story personally and I know the history behind it, you know, it touches me because I know when I read the book, I know it was somewhere around during that time, God asked me to be the president, and I thank you so much. People don't realize, because I know I was down there in that area, and I've never been in that area, and one of the, when you not only minority, but one of the few, because there's only about 5 African-American black teachers there among about 35 of the population of teachers. So it was a challenge in the early 80s, and it was very encouragement, and I thank you so much. And I want to give people their flowers as they yet live, like I did Betty Whittle the other night. I told her, thank her. Thank you for so much you had done, because I think I was going to quit. But I started off at first year and got a pink shirt, and Betty and told me, said, don't give up, because they want you here. So they did want me there, and I stayed there 9 years. So God truly blessed me with the opportunity, blessed me with the encounter, and you, Sarah, and you know, I call Katrina, because that's why I know you. Thank you so much for sharing that. As we get ready to close this, I want you to kind of share things that maybe future plans and some things you're, you know, planning on doing. And I know one of the things would be, and I think we really can help one another in trying to get individuals to kind of understand there's a resource there or a resource in Alabama. So we can do it not only there, but in other places, to understand that, you know, we can share some thoughts about business. And that's just the forums and share things, especially with young people. We can do that, but we'll talk about it. But anything you want to share to close out this show?
I think if I could share anything in closing out the show, other than thank you to you for allowing us to come on and thank you for what you've done down almost 40 years now. Almost a long time, almost 40 years now. But I would like to share the fact that you never give up on your dreams. If I say anything, I would want to say that our businesses would be businesses that would offer people second chances in life and help them get to the next phase in life. I truly believe that cliche that people come in your life for a reason, season, or lifetime. You know, if they happen to just come in for a lifetime to get to the next level, I would like to say that you're that part, that person, that business that would help them get to the next level. That we would be that business, that family, that would work to try to get. That's what I believe in. And if I could help somebody, I'm more than happy to help them. And I would like to be able to ultimately get on a circuit and be a motivational speaker to motivate others to that next level and continue to share my story, because the story beginning with the Buddha there as a part, and to just be able to continue to share my and the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of life, to continue to encourage African American females in life. And how we are important and how we have to keep going and just deserves a second chance and a third chance.
Truly, thank you so much, Sarah. And our global doing that, and it's truly a blessing to be able to be in this presence. Both of y'all, thank y'all so much for allowing WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, and an opportunity to interview and share over the broadcast network of all the audience that you down in. I call South Central Alabama, as well as other areas as well. Thanks so much, Sarah. And thank you, too, brother, because I talked to him today. Thank you, too, brother, also for what y'all are doing down there. It was awesome. And truly, I just want to say a couple of things, and I know we're about to close out. I got to give a shout-out to a couple more of my sponsors because, you know, they'll be saying, I'm going to be seeing $2 up there. I take a $2 bill. My dad was known as $2 bill. TriStat LLC is a consulting firm that meets you out of Selma and Montgomery. Mr. Wim Scott, and he works with an organization, nonprofit organization, with the author grants they have already received, making sure you can operate and do everything you need to do. The number for Mr. William Scott is 334-320-4. Shout out to LNA Lawn Service, Medicare experts in South Central Alabama. If you need to make a connection in South Central Alabama with Mr. Tony Stallworth, 334-374-1. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. That's best and perfume scent. Central, and she says she's even in South Central Alabama. That's Miss Jennifer Jackson, and the number is 251-369-1344. Jennifer Jackson, Charlie's Angel, and you'll get a chance to connect with her. And last but not least, shout out to those of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated and those sorrows of Theta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated all over the world, down in Butler County. Got to give a shout out to Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama, Lambda Delta Zeta Chapter in Greenville, ladies and final womanhood. We truly want to give y'all a shout. Thank you for being a part of this. It's been awesome. So as we close out, I want to close this out. We don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play it. I think everybody has to remember that God's plan is the only plan. And there's many blessings out there for you. Trust in him. Believe in him. Follow his will and his way. Because he got a blessing for you. He truly got a blessing.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're going to make it. God's going to see you through.